Many theaters in Maryland were forced to close their doors this year because of the COVID-19 pandemic. Now, some have returned with digital performances. As Allison Mollenkamp reports, there may be a silver lining to this kind of show.
We're just going to do this daddy letter once we're done.
Okay.
Queen's Girl, Black in the Green Mountains, a one-woman show, was in performances last spring when COVID-19 shut down Baltimore's Everyman Theater. Marissa LaRose, the managing director at the theater, says when it became clear the shutdown wasn't short-term, the theater had two choices.
Kind of hibernate a bit and reduce ourselves to just survive, or we can try to stick with it, completely revamp what we're doing and how we're doing it.
The theater worked with its cast and crew to build a safety plan for an in-person production, but a rise in cases this fall made even that plan impractical. So the show moved online, where a filmed version opened earlier this month. Black in the Green Mountains is the third installment of the Queen's Girl series, written by Colleen Sinette Jennings. Everyman has staged and filmed both the previous shows. And here's where the silver lining comes in. The move online means you can watch all three shows. Kyle Prue is producing director at Everyman. He says the protagonist was played by a different actor in each show.
Her parents are characters in all three plays. We get to see each actor's version of the parents. There are so many unique connections moving through it.
In mid-December, all three performers joined Jennings and director Paige Hernandez to talk about the shows. Audience members could join the conversation live or watch later. Prue was excited about the opportunity to have all the artists together, if only online.
They're all such amazing artists in their own right, and to all have collaborated somewhat in different parts of this journey, it's going to be kind of be fascinating to hear them all dissected.
The show will also be available to people anywhere in the world with an internet connection. At Baltimore Center Stage, Jenny Koons recently directed a reading of Seagulls by Carol Churchill. She says the online access means access to a much wider audience.
That people who might not be able to see our work because of economic barriers or transportation barriers or just location are able to see and take part in a conversation.
Seagulls was part of Center Stage's Bridge series of virtual readings of classic and contemporary plays. Koon says she was inspired by an earlier installment in the series, Tennessee Williams' The Glass Menagerie. It had a chat function within the live stream.
It is offering access and agency and conversation that wouldn't really be possible if we were all sitting in a theater and watching The Glass Menagerie.
The cast and crew of Seagulls were spread out across the country, but came together in digital performance. The reading was followed by a discussion with the audience and performers. Koon says she thinks that conversation can help deepen understanding of a theatrical text.
It allows you to see how messy and imperfect and how so much of what we do is really rooted in questions we don't know the answers to.
Of course, the access and conversation of digital theater come with challenges too, but both theaters overcame those challenges and put their art out into the world. Everyman's LaRose looked to the positive of sharing that art as widely as possible.
Which is not something that we've ever done as a theater. So there's a huge, huge, huge silver lining with that we can share it beyond Baltimore.
The Queen's Girl trilogy is available online through February 4th on everymantheater.org. The next Bridge series reading is planned for January 21st, and information is available at centerstage.org. I'm Allison Mollenkamp for 88.1 WYPR.